You are tuned to Strange Arrangements. I'm DJ CIL, and we're listening to an evening of jazz, or what approximate it. Some people might say, well, I don't think so. That isn't even freaking music. That's quite a fierce squall we just heard there. What was that, Dave?
What was what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're doing a radio show, Dave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was Borbeta Magus and Shakin' Ray Levi's, and you got the titles in your hands.
Yeah, now I do. Now I do. I can't read it. It's too brain damaged.
Yeah. It's a picture disc. And
I guess it was
the color.
Koella Kanth.
Yeah.
Koella Kanth, and I Want to Be a Black Weightlifter Named Douglas.
Yeah.
That's what we heard.
Yeah, now we're just kind of chilling, you know, just enjoying the music and flow.
Yeah.
It's raining lightly. AC's on. We're drifting through the night.
El Moderno.
Yeah.
You have some stuff, a couple tracks here to play. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this first one we're going to hear? It's by Cal Smith.
I don't know anything about the record. I just know that it used to be in my dad's jukebox, and I hate it.
And you hate it?
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay, well, what's it called?
The Lord Knows I'm Drinking.
Yeah, that's the truth. We can do that. This isn't, regulated in any way.
I'm not sure if he's paying attention to me, though. I'm drinking. The Lord.
The Lord? Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's always looking over you, Mark.
You know, Lord, backwards, drawl. Or droll.
Droll?
Droll. Droll.
Can you say Jesus Christ backwards?
No.
I don't blame you. Let's hear this Cal Smith thing, if I can find the right button.
Oh, by the way, this has played on 1,000 times on a jukebox, so, the scratches are extra.
No, that's great. Well, give it an authentic feel. This is the way it should be heard. When you're laying on the floor, underneath the booth, next to the jukebox.
Hello, Mrs. Johnson. You self-righteous woman. Sunday school teacher. What brings you out slumming? Do you reckon the preacher would approve where you are? Standing here busy with a backsliding Christian in a neighborhood bar. Well, yes, that's my bottle. And yes, that's my glass. And I see your eye falling. This pretty young lass, it ain't none of your business, but yes, she's with me. And we don't need no sermon, you self-righteous woman, just let us be. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around. Goodbye, Mrs. Johnson, you self-righteous biddy. I don't need your preaching, and I don't need your pity. So go back to whatever you hypocrites do. And when I talk to heaven, be nice and I'll put in a good word for you. The Lord knows I'm drinking,
the Lord knows I'm drinking,
and running around,
and running around,
and he don't need your loud mouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm drinking.
Claire. The D-I-G means to use your eyes. So dig, 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 you crazy guys. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you crazy guys. D-I-G means glance. D-I-G means peep. D-I-G means watch. D-I-G means peek. D-I-G means to be alert. So dig, 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 dig till it hurts. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig till it hurts. D-I-G means gaze. D-I-G means ogle. D-I-G means observe. D-I-G means goggle. D-I-G means to look at that. So dig, 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 you solid cat. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 you solid cat. D-I-G means sharp. D-I-G means knowledge. D-I-G means brains. D-I-G means college. D-I-G means you know the score. So dig, 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 and dig some more. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig some more. D-I-G means clear. D-I-G means understand. D-I-G means catch. D-I-G means comprehend. D-I-G means that you are hip. So dig, dig, dig those cool lips. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those cool lips. D-I-G means poise. D-I-G means smoothie. D-I-G means smart. D-I-G means groovy. D-I-G means you know the trick. So dig, dig, dig those nervous chicks. Dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, dig, dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig-a-rooney, dig, 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 dig those nervous chicks. So dig, 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 dig away.
That was Nervous Norvis, another modern selection. And we were just talking about him a little bit. It's kind of like Basil Wolverton put out a record like that. I think this is the only thing he did put out. He's a DJ, from my understanding. Probably had some local fame a la Mad Frank and decided to cut some vinyl. And it predates other weirdo, what would you call it, Savannah weirdos like Leon Redbone or something like that, you know. I should play the other side later. It's called Transfusion. It's pretty good. That, yeah. I remember Kit, when they had Dig on the jukebox at the Broken Wheel in DL, and we used to drive there on the weekends and get drunk to that, play like 100 times, so everybody left the bar. It was great. The only other song we ever did that with was Yoko Ono's Don't Worry Kyoko, Mommy's Only Looking for a Hand in the Snow, which is a flip side of a classic Ono Band 45. We used to go in and pump like 5-10 bucks in, and they'd actually have to like either hit reset or unplug the machine, because the farmers just, they couldn't get down with Yoko whatsoever. Anyway, I'm rambling. Well, that's only appropriate because we're going to hear from Blurt next with My Mother Was a Friend of the Enemy of the People.
Thank you. Trouble. 2 miles from shore, no beer opener.
Trust me, dear. I brought the beer and it's Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can. Just pour the tap. Pour the beer.
Huh? Stop that guy! Somebody stop word up back there. He has a guy, he flipped his leg and thing went down there like nothing. Well, he goes against the tree. Somebody get over there and get word ahead. He strained his leg just once over there or something.
And you're no crueler than cancer. All man hates you. They'd rather die by car crash, lightning, drowning, falling off a roof, electric chair, heart attack, old age, Obama. They'd rather die by anything but you. Death's finger is freelance. Not up to man whether you boom or not. Death has long since distributed its categorical blue.
Yeah, definitely magnificent. That was Ronald Shannon Jackson doing the title tune of a CD from early 80s called Man Dance. He's an Ornette Coleman protege. Before that, we heard Bob James, and that was from 1965. Pretty innovative for the time. The piece was called Wolfman, and that's the one that had the tapes interspersed with it. And before that, it was Blurt, My Mother Was a Friend of the Enemy of the People, from their In Berlin album. And Randy's got something up next.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that I brought up some Patty Waters, and she's, if there, anybody's a cult songbird, it's her. She predated Yoko Ono, and she does things with her voice that's very interesting. Diamanda Galas would have to owe a debt to her in some sort of way.
Oh yeah, and a lot of the other extended singers, Shelley Hirsch and tons of people. Even the males, you know, Phil Minton and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was a groundbreaker.
Yeah, this track is called Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair, and she's accompanied on a piano by Burton Green, who is an important jazz pianist that released quite a bit with and for ESP Disc. And what I'm playing is Patty Waters Sings. It's for her first record on ESP Disc. And the wonderful people in Germany on ZYX have re-released the entire ESP catalog, or damn near. For some reason, there's a couple numbers they refuse to release. I don't understand why. But
yeah, and it's been reissued many a time, and each reissue skips something different, too.
Yeah, but it's...
It'd be like the Funks, the Fugs, or the Gods, or something that they leave out, and there's always still question marks about their discography, too. There's some numbers that are missing in action or whatever. And
yeah.
It's a tangled mess.
But it's near complete reissue, and I wish they would have re-released the ESP sampler. That's really terrific. It's like 1 or 2 minutes of every artist at that point in time when it came out, I think it was 65. And that's just a fun listen. RRR Records, years later, kind of copped the idea. They used to put out annually an A through Z compilation that was the same concept, you know, one band for 1 minute, and A through Z. And yeah, those are interesting listening experiences, because you sure don't get bored like you probably are with my rattling on and on and on. And anyway, Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair. Fairly long track. We'll be back at you after this.
Is something Black. 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 Black.
Patty Waters, we're just noting that that came from 1965, and that crowd versus the shaping force of the hippie culture must have been something. Anyway, black is the color of my true love's hair from her first album called Sings. And this brings us to the end of another delightful segment of Strange Arrangements. I'd like to say thanks to Vinyl Connection and, of course, Coach and Six and Roger and Dan et al. We'll leave you with something from Nervous Norvis. We played it a little bit of it earlier. This is a track called Transfusion, and I think Modern wants to... No, you don't want to talk about it now?
I just want to say hit it.
Just hit it? Just
hit
it? Okay. Well, good night. We'll see you next week.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line. Man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Oh, nurse, I'm going to make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never going to speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line-crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh? Attaboy.